When it's done, the digester will produce enough electricity to power 1,200 homes. The UW Oshkosh Foundation is funding the $7 million project. No tax dollars are being used. UWO spokesman Alex Hummel says students from several disciplines will get to study the digester up close.
Microbiology studies, biosolids studies. For maybe even some of our sociology students, it's a chance to really better understand how these kinds of technologies can support Wisconsin's tradition of dairy farming and agriculture in a smaller community.
The digester is being built at Rosendale Dairy in the town of Pickett. It houses more than 8,000 cows. Confined animal feeding operations are controversial for many reasons, including the risk of waste leaching into groundwater. UW Oshkosh officials say the digester will reduce the risk of that happening. Hummel says the electricity produced will be sold to Alliant Energy and help the school reach a green goal.
The university foundation then benefits in that way from the sale of the energy, but also in the use of carbon credits so that we can, as an institution as a whole, reduce our carbon footprint and really dramatically reduce the timeline that we had originally set for 2025 to reach carbon neutrality. We're hoping we can shave that down by several years.
The digester is expected to be running by the end of the year. Patty Murray, Wisconsin Public Radio.